Hey beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, where we're all about outsmarting those pesky scroll traps and reclaiming our precious brains. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're anything like me, you know the feeling of that simmering resentment holding onto grudges like they're winning lottery tickets. Trust me, it's not doing us any favors. Today, we're diving deep into forgiveness because let's face it, sometimes letting go is the most powerful act of self-love we can offer ourselves. So, why are we talking about this? Because in a world that's constantly bombarding us with negativity, holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying around extra baggage on our emotional journeys. It weighs us down, steals our joy, and frankly, it just makes life harder than it needs to be. Think about it. Those grudges you're nursing? They're like stale pizza, they might have tasted good once, but now they are just crusty and unappetizing. Holding onto them doesn't solve anything, it just keeps us stuck in the past. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing ourselves from their grip. It's a gift we give ourselves, not the person who wronged us. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we navigate this sometimes tricky terrain. 1. Forgiveness is a process, not a switch. Don't expect to magically erase years of hurt overnight. Think of it like peeling off layers of an onion. Each layer takes time and patience. Some days will be easier than others, some days you might feel like throwing in the towel. But remember, every step towards forgiveness is a victory, even if it's just acknowledging the pain and choosing to let go a little bit more. Dude. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. We don't have to pretend that hurtful things never happened. Holding onto the memory can actually be helpful. It can remind us to learn from our experiences and grow stronger. But holding onto the anger associated with those memories, that's what we want to let go of. Imagine it like this. Remembering the painful lesson, but choosing not to dwell on the sting. 3. Focus on your own healing, not on their redemption. Forgiveness isn't about giving someone a free pass or excusing their behavior. It's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment so you can move forward with your life. We have no control over other people's actions, but we have complete control over how we react to them. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Forgiveness isn't always easy, and it's okay to stumble along the way. Give yourself permission to feel your emotions without judgment, even the difficult ones. Remember that you're doing your best, and every step you take towards forgiveness is a step towards healing. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on the good things in your life can actually make it easier to let go of anger and resentment. Take time each day to appreciate the simple joys, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or a kind gesture from a stranger. This shift in perspective can help you cultivate a more positive outlook and make forgiveness feel less like a burden and more like a gift. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been harboring anger towards her ex-best friend for years after a hurtful betrayal. She constantly relives the past, replaying every painful interaction in her mind. It's exhausting, it's draining, and it's preventing her from fully enjoying life. Sarah decides to try forgiveness not because she condoned her friend's actions, but because she realized holding on to anger was hurting her more than anyone else. She starts small, focusing on grateful moments in her life and gradually letting go of the resentment. It's a process, for sure, with ups and downs, but she slowly starts to feel lighter, freer. Sarah realizes that forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing, it's about choosing to move forward with peace and compassion for herself and ultimately everyone involved. So, remember beautiful people, forgiveness is a powerful tool, not just for healing past wounds, but also for creating space for joy, love, and connection in your present moment. Let go of the grudges that are weighing you down and embrace the freedom that comes with choosing forgiveness. Remember, it's never too late to start this journey. Keep shining your light, my friends. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And until next time, keep packing those dopamine traps and living your most fulfilling lives. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.